Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Just a warning, the next story contains the details that may be distressing. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has described a horrific house fire which killed three children in Sydney's west as horrifying and senseless. Emergency services were called to the scene in Layla Park early yesterday morning. Three children died in the house, including a baby girl whose body was found in the burnt-out house. It's alleged that their father tried to block police attempts to rescue the children. He's now in a coma. Six other children and a 29-year-old woman were taken to hospital. New South Wales Fire and Rescue Superintendent Adam Jewberry says it was a horrific scene.
We're always expecting the worst, hoping that it won't be, but last night was the worst that firefighters could experience.
The chairman of the Torres Strait Regional Authorities Board says this year's NAIDOC theme sends a clear message to the entire country. The theme is Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud.
It sends a loud message to every Australian that the fire in the belly of Indigenous people is always burning. Whether it's in an economic field, you know, in the academic fields, political fields.
That's Torres Strait Regional Authority Chairman Napa Pedro Stevens speaking to NIRS News. Remote communities tend to fork out much more on their weekly shop than their urban counterparts, putting pressure on First Nations communities. That's prompted the federal government to pull together a strategy for food security in remote Indigenous communities, with consultation to start this week and a final plan expected in 2 years. Shoppers in remote areas can pay upwards of 50% more for food and other essentials in regional supermarkets. Food can also be of poorer quality and available can be patchy. The federal government is set to purchase an American drone, which has successfully been deployed in Ukraine. The Switchblade 300 is a lightweight munition with a range of about 10 kilometres. In a statement, Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy says with autonomous weapons systems increasingly prevalent, the Defence Strategic Review made clear that new technology and asymmetric advantage are important priorities. The number of drones Australia will purchase and the cost have not been revealed. The first year of the pandemic appears to have been a less stressful one for one marine species. National Radio News' Shannon Kirkwood reports.
Researchers from the University of Queensland have used drone images and blubber samples to assess the health of eastern Australian humpback whales in the waters off North Stradbroke Island during their migration in 2020 and 2021. They've found the species became less stressed over the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, during which was an unprecedented change in human activity. The lab results revealed significantly lower cortisol concentrations in the whales in 2021 when compared to the previous year. The researchers say the findings emphasise the importance of mitigating human impacts so the eastern Australian humpback whale can continue to thrive in rapidly changing oceans.
We'll have more coming up next.
Have you heard about the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme?
It's for mob who were taken from family and community when they were kids.
The Stolen Generations in the Northern Territory, the ACT or Jervis Bay.
It's acknowledgement and payment for survivors to help with healing.
You can apply right now or just find out more. Call 1-800-566-111.
Or visit territoriesredress.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Program sponsor.
For National Indigenous Radio Service. For voices of our people.
To sport, and it's no Formula One, but honours for the world's fastest gastropod at the World Snail Racing Championships took place in the UK at the weekend. A handful of spectators gathered at Congham on Saturday at the local cricket club to watch the race, which was eventually claimed by Jeff.
He's got a rigorous training program and he loves his green leaves, so we feed him plenty of nice green leaves. He paced himself in the heat. He was a little bit slower in the heat, but then he went for it in the final, and I think it just blasted out there. It was great.
That's Jeff's owner, Simon Lilly, speaking shortly after the win. The world record for the 13-inch course is currently held by Archie at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
Application is open for Ergon Energy Network's apprenticeship program. You will help build the electricity grid for the future. you go walk outside and you go use your hand for make a walk. While you go walk and you go learn, I'll go pay you. And when you go finish, you go be fully qualified. Them jobby all over Queensland, where them big town and them small town. And when you walk with them remote place, you go get even more money. The employer look around for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people for join the employer team. So hurry up and apply now. Applications go close 15th of July. For more information, go to ergon.com.au/apprenticeships.
Station sponsor.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit IndigenousBowelScreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Pumba Bipa Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, 12 actions to power First Nation jobs in clean energy. Yes, we are talking the 21st century. We are talking about black people being employed in this space. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Karina Nolan, co-chair of the network. Karina, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm very cold, but I'm very well. Thanks very much.
Where are you based, sis?
Well, right now I'm coming to you from Naarm, where it's been minus one this morning. But last week I was actually up in Borroloola, where we've been working on a big clean energy project and a bunch of other things up there.
Fantastic. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Karina?
Yeah, so my family's from Yorta Yorta Nation.
Beautiful. Lovely footprint. And look, thank you for coming to the program. So, like I said, we're talking about the 21st century. We're talking about black people being employed in the 21st century. And when we're talking clean energy, that is the way of the future. And you're talking here 12 actions to power First Nation jobs in clean energy. So enlighten us, please, about a fantastic opportunity for black people working in the clean energy space.
Well, we've been actually, the network, First Nations Clean Energy Network, formed a few years ago because it was pretty obvious to us that actually this entire clean energy revolution was sort of starting to roll on and roll out without us really central to it. So, you know, everything from large-scale projects being proposed on country without traditional owners being properly consulted and engaged with, right through to, you know, our mob who are living with prepaid meters, really expensive power cards, or living on diesel, or living in rental properties that can't have kind of solar on the roof. So we've been working across the whole kind of spectrum really to make sure that our communities can be really front and centre when it comes to clean energy. And so then this piece of work around jobs is also saying, well, actually, this could be one of the biggest opportunities we see in our lifetime to transition over to clean energy, but also to actually think about what the employment could look like in everything from kind of, again, those large-scale projects, construction and installation, right through to maintenance, to First Nations businesses, you know, having more of our mob in training and that sort of thing. So there's really a whole bunch of opportunity we see.
Good, fantastic. So we're talking about renewable energy zones, so to speak. So your network, are you across the nation? Are you out working with like remote communities as well?
Yeah, we've been working nationally. We have been working with communities right across the country. We've done a bunch of workshops, listening to people, because everyone's got different needs and agendas when it comes to clean energy, and also lots of our mob are experiencing different issues depending on whether you're kind of living on an outstation or you're living in the city. Mm. So we've been working with people right across that, and we've also been trying to work with the government on a First Nations clean energy strategy, which will start to think about all of the initiatives that the government's already thinking about in relation to clean energy, which some of those are as you mentioned, around renewable energy zones. There's a whole bunch of really specific programs that have kind of, you know, encouraging businesses and proponents. And what we've been saying is, well, actually, on the other side of that, we've got to make sure that our traditional owner groups, our PBCs, or whatever entity it is that our mob have, are also resourced to engage properly in the industry.
Fantastic. And when we're talking jobs, can you give us some description of some of the jobs that we're talking about here, please, Corina?
Yeah, so the renewable energy zones doesn't cover the whole country because not all of our country is part of the national electricity market. But in some of those renewable energy zones, actually, you know, there's a higher kind of percentage of our mob. So that means actually there's a potential for a higher percentage of our mob to be employed. And so that could be everything from, you know, the actual building, construction, maintenance of a wind farm or a solar farm, right through to all the other businesses that wrap around those developments.
And also an opportunity for First Nation businesses in communities, opportunity for them to put tenders in and be at the table?
Absolutely. And we've been saying there should be really, so the three things we've been really saying is, you know, incentivise and build targets, because actually our mob employ our mob, and for a whole range of reasons, First Nations businesses are more culturally safe, there's mentoring, there's capacity, there's a whole range of, you know, initiatives that our organisations put in place that mean we employ and retain our own people. So we've been saying, well, actually the government should incentivise First Nations businesses and resource, you know, First Nations-led projects and service providers. And then the other thing we've been saying is targets, you know, which we've already got a procurement target, which often people don't meet. That's, you know, First Nations businesses and procurement. But, you know, actually really supporting any businesses that are also employing more First Nations, that we, you know, incentivise and have targets to make sure that that's happening as well.
So when we're talking 12 actions to power First Nation jobs and clean energy, I'm picking up a 12-pronged spear is what you've got in your hands, haven't you? And it's deadly.
Well, system. Look, there's a lot to do, and it's complex. Like the electricity market and the way that, you know, renewables is rolling out, and it's actually not that simple. So, yeah, we've had to come up with a whole bunch of recommendations and actions.
Yeah, deadly. Well, a fantastic kicking goals in more ways than one, and look, puts us in the driver's seat in regarding our future jobs and employments and business opportunities for black people on country. You can't beat that, black on black. Corina, too deadly, my sister. You stay warm, and we will yarn soon, sissy.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks very much.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Deadly Yarn, Corina Nolan, her name is, co-chair of the network. We're talking 12 actions to power First Nation jobs in clean energy, ensuring a ready workforce for Australia's clean energy transition. Look, fantastic. At the driver's seat and front line regarding the future and employment for our mob on country in the clean energy space, and looking after Mother Nature, looking after Mother Earth, and looking after country. You can't beat that, too deadly. Have you say, Yarn Armstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black is named the program. And your host here, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we take you right to 12 noon Queensland time. 1 hour program here on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
If only I could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me, just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited disinheritance? Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorify mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then
We can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love and her heart is so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen, dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and not walk on by for the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit, my willingness to believe for the nightmare that this done dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all got the courage to get up and get involved with it. Let it, let it love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Family. Look.
Your black life matters.
Nyanda banapi bamanda, nyanda bakat nyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Station.
Thank you. a big deal, cause we're just passing by. No need to make a ruckus and no need to make a fuss. Thing we got going in for them, I see this thing for us. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, and let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, and let nobody know. The secrets come, the secrets go. Only one thing that I know. Secrets come, our secrets go. Only one thing that I know. Got the secret, gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe, during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperen's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Shadows, I fill my glass again. I toast to tomorrow while I dread the morning. As my eyes fill the room, I long the scent of you. Now I howl at the moon and I quench my thirst for you. A man can go crazy with a head full of gin. Your feeble accusations have sucked me right in. Though I tried to explain, my defense was all. I howl at the moon and I quench my thirst for you. What in the world had possessed me to say shallow words which now shroud me in shame? I quench my thirst for you.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the new stolen generation, North Coast, New South Wales, a department failure. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Shine Lawyers Special Counsel. That's Caitlin Wilson, and talk about this space. Caitlin, very good morning. How are you?
Morning. Well, thanks. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation and shedding light on stolen generation, but also New South Wales government have dropped the ball in so many ways in regard to the space. So tell us about the outcome and tell us about what compensation and what it means for First Nation people in New South Wales.
Mm. So I'll tell you a bit about the class action and what we're alleging. We are alleging that the Department of Communities and Justice in New South Wales has engaged in unlawful discrimination in their investigation and removal of First Nations children from their families and in their failure to reunify First Nations children with their families following removal.
Mm-hmm.
We say that there are, we framed the class action investigations so that there's three classes of people who are eligible to register their interest in the class action. Mm-hmm. Those are the parent who has had children removed, and those children have been placed in care with a non-First Nations person and not reunified with their family. It's the children that have been removed themselves, and it's those First Nations people who wanted to be carers for the children that had been removed, and their application to the department was either rejected or ignored. So we're
talking generation, aren't we? Generation after generation. And we're talking generational trauma. So it's carried by our people from generation. So we all should be at the table, four, five, fifth, sixth generation, to fight, to battle this, yes?
Absolutely, and I think I'm currently in Grafton on a community outreach, speaking with local community members and family members that have been affected, and there's a beautiful specialist Aboriginal trauma counsellor named Shel Cohen who lives here, and she's very well-known in the community and in this space, and I had a conversation with her yesterday that this is really a continuation of the stolen generation.
Yes.
It hasn't stopped. It's just being done under the guise of the legislation.
And look, we talk about Australia having a history, black or white, good or bad, but the history is a history. And there are repercussions of the decisions that were made back then. And here we have compensation for going forward to, well, and it's part of the, well, it's a Band-Aid solution, but it's a Band-Aid, is it not?
To
cover up the womb, the womb of the hurt that has been put upon us as black people for generations.
Yeah, and I think we hear the government apology, and it really is just lip service to what's been done, because it's continued, it hasn't stopped, and story means you don't do it again. And yet the numbers of Aboriginal children in the out-of-home care system have only increased and significantly over the last 30 plus years.
Yes.
So it really is a continuation, and it's the continuation not only of the stolen generation, but of colonization and of the intergenerational impact, trauma that impacts generation after generation. And we're still in this cycle so many years on.
Exactly. Caitlin, when we talk about compensation, we're talking about acknowledgement. We're talking about spaces or buildings or parks or streets, naming, but also compensation regarding the financial sense. And if that's the case, how does that work? Can you paint that picture, please, Caitlin?
Yeah, Yeah, sure. So at the moment, we're asking people to register their interest to be a group member. We have to make our complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission first. Okay. Once we go through that process, we can file the class action proper in the federal court. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't go away. Unlike when we have these inquiries and reports that look into the issue, and it's very, very well done and put together with brilliant recommendations, but then nothing ends up actually happening. Mm-hmm. The government isn't held accountable in any way. With a court case, it's not going to go away until a decision has been made. So we want the court to allow us to obtain compensation for the families that have been directly affected, but we want legislative change as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And the biggest thing we need is for Aboriginal people to mm-hmm. make decisions that affect Aboriginal people and their children.
And the communication is across the board to all First Nation tribal people, elders and what have you. They are all well aware. How are you engaging? How are you reaching out so we don't miss families?
Yeah, so we've just started on our outreach. We're engaging with interested stakeholders that then help us reach out to local communities. Mm. And we come and visit the local communities. And face-to-face is the best way that we can engage with people if they wish to engage with us and tell us their story. Yeah. But there's a lot of people where it is, you know, this is a very sensitive subject.
Of course it is.
A lot of people going through ongoing trauma cases with the department right now.
Mm.
They can register their interest on our website.
Okay.
They don't have to talk to us.
Okay.
They can remain confidential.
Mm.
So there's this option as well. If people want to talk to us, they can bring us. If they're living in remote areas and we haven't been able to get to them, we can speak with them over the phone or by Zoom and Teams and whatever is going to suit them best. But we will also be doing many, many outreach into local communities and meet with people that way as well.
Caitlin, it's great that you got this platform where people can engage on a private sector, private manner. Look, we're talking hurt, we're talking shame, we're talking fear, and also all the disappointments we've had over the years. Do we have to go through this again sort of thing, So it's great you have platform where it's accessible for our mob and to however they feel they need to engage with you guys, which is great.
Yes, and we want to, if people want to share their stories with us, we want to hear them, and every single story is worth telling and worthy of being heard and the hurt and being acknowledged, and they do need compensation, and we need to actually change things moving forward. And so we really want to be as loud as we can, and there's great power in numbers, and this is a brilliant thing about a class action is that we can bring all of these people together that have been affected by the department and stand up together and actually try to get some change out of this.
Exactly. Well, hats off to Sean Loy, Shine Lawyers. Thank you very much. Hats off to you, Caitlin Wilson. We will be yarning soon. Keith Moller, stay strong and stay warm. We'll yarn soon.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn. That's Caitlin Wilson, Shine Lawyers Special Counsel, and talking about the new stolen generation of North Coast, New South Wales, a department failure. So, yes, look, we know the song, heard the song so many times before, and look, across the nation, we are talking about making right from the wrong, and it's very important, and we're talking about compensation as well in all facets. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong Your Mob, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, Yarn Up Strong Your Mob, National Talk Black.
Running to Glam, baby. Yo. Set their door, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mob reppin', we the first to originate. Y'all can try to discriminate, you've been doing it anyway. We just keep stepping, coming up, watch us elevate. Do so.
side, Naylor Park, Rivers in the pen rip. Mac Ridge ripping, no, I never let the pen slip. Mary's at the crime brook, way up to the ridge. One love to the mob, out in West Side. Sid, you better be ready to get it. I'm speeding the kick in the rhythm and moving the difference. I go on and listen, we're bringing the vision. If I get with it, we got them all dripping. Listen, Murph from the Mac Town, out here in Black Town. No question about it, Joey got to bring it back, so what's the half now? Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady repping for our original piece.
You say I'm oppressed, but you oppressed in Vermont. 60,000 years of bloodline, you ain't even got spines. What privilege is on the floor? Soak it up, snowflake. Why you crying for if it's just only a day? It's a day where all my women got beaten and raped. Babies got buried in the sand and they got kicked in the face. Took our heads back as tokens, yeah, I will pan away. I stay proud of my culture, but convict culture's the rain. You can call me Bark, I'm Bark and cheat of the bone. Black and strong like my tribe, waiting for our river to flow. I run my mouth like Kathy's legs and I back it all up. Got my brothers on the sideline and they run the ball up. What? From the big smoke, but this tit is connected. Well respected, I'm a reflection of my mother's perception. I stay flexing, even when I question some of my lessons. It's a blessing to have this melanin in my complexion. I got my mob on my back, courage cried to the death. We're gonna breed them all black until we're the last ones left. And I ain't backing down from no one till I get my respect. Yes, I'm a little radical, but you just get what you get.
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady repping for our original piece.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Brothers,
RK,
RK, brothers.
down by the fire. Man, I got no reason to rise. I never lose touch. What kind of man do you think I am?
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. Yeah. see.